Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we've come to a time in the program that we love to talk about. I went for a 7K walk today before the show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I did. And the wind was like gale force. I thought I was climbing the Himalayas.
Who has time for that?
Not many people.
No.
I did today.
You've really got to get a proper job.
No, I know. Well, I try to. I have to have a clear mind when I'm doing Mind Food.
Well, what I do... yeah, working with me. So what I tend to do is I go to mindfood.com because there's lots of really good
big
exercises and things like that. But on today's show, we've got Jenny, who I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. At the start of this year, we did a health symposium, a Mind Food health symposium, and Jenny was our personal trainer, and she was absolutely fantastic. She gave us lots of different tips and ideas, and I thought, you know, with a different season, it's a whole different sort of kettle of fish. So I'd like to welcome to the show our personal trainer, Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi there, Michael. Hi, Ben.
How are you? Are you in your leotard giving us this lecture today? No.
I love radio. Yes, I am.
So listen, as it's really cold and we don't really want to go outside, although Ben does, even in the rain, for a 7K walk, what can we be doing?
It's probably making that commitment first. A lot of it comes from the mind.
Yes.
You have to make an appointment in your diary to look after yourself.
Yeah.
So get a friend. If you've got time, whether you do something, you can go outside. Realistically, try and get some vitamin D. You know, if you can at lunchtime. I mean, that just lifts your mood and your spirit. Yes, of course, the weather's lousy, but not constantly.
No.
But, you know, little things, you know, go back to those old exercises, skipping ropes, dance videos. I know it sounds probably ridiculous, but you can have a bit of fun with it. You don't have to squat up and down off a chair and lunge, because realistically, people don't.
Yeah, no. Well, that's true.
You know, I don't. I find it hard to get motivated. Getting a Swiss ball, you know, something you can use as a seat, they're a fantastic books and internet sites for that you can do some really good back strengthening, core work. Try something different.
Yeah.
That's the lovely thing about winter. I go to stretch classes, yoga classes that I don't do in summer because the weather's so beautiful.
And tell us, you know, when I know we talked off air how, you know, all of a sudden someone will come to you in November or December and say, I want a summer body.
Yes.
And it's a little late. When is a good time? You know, I guess you can be training and get, you know, obviously keeping fit and exercise throughout the year. But when is a good idea or in the year to sort of kick that up and really get ready for summer?
Well, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but, you know, exercise has to be just a lifelong commitment through every season.
Well, it's interesting. An interview we did some months ago, it was with a doctor, and he'd written a book. I think it was all about keeping fit, but it was also from a mind perspective, you know, the power of your brain. And he said, look, to be really honest, he just wasn't into exercise at all, but he hired an exercise cycle and he put it in front of the TV and he'd watched his favourite TV show. It was West Wing. That would put me to sleep. But he, you know, he would put that on. And, you know, before you knew it, he had done his exercise each day. And he said, it's amazing. If you can make it fun and your mind can go somewhere else, before you know it's done.
And you sleep better.
Yeah, that's the big thing. You do sleep a lot better, don't you?
You do, Ben. It's fundamental.
Do you think, though, that we have to do, like years ago people didn't do all this exercise? Is it because we've become a lot more sedentary? Our jobs are now more sitting with computers and we're always, you know, sitting around. We really don't have to walk too far these days.
Oh, that's a given. My grandmother gave me such a hard time when I joined the gym at 18. You know, she just said we never had to do this.
No.
And that's my grandmother's and my mother's generation too, to be fair. It's our generation. But for the time being, you know, for those winter months, there are some great ideas. And as I say, if you just resource back to mindfood.com, think about doing some flexibility, think about doing some stretch. As simple as doing press-ups, and for new people, you can do press-ups against a wall standing up to get that... Just to get that strength and posture, I mean, it goes, I could go on, you know, like Michael, I didn't give you back the microphone once I got hold of it.
I was just thinking so Michael exciting. Was doing that, getting into the studio today, leaning against the door, some push-ups.
Trying to breathe. Jenny, thank you so much, honey.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.